Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the blood. Thank you. Matthew 24, verse 3. Now as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us when all these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the what? The age." The age. In other words, the end. The end of the Babylonian system. End of the world system. When are these going to come? When is the new era going to come in where we have victory over everything? Amen. When is it going to happen when we're no longer slaves and bound to traditions of men and all the foolish governments that control us? When is that going to happen? And Jesus said something powerful. He said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Now, how would they deceive us to tell us that you're free? You live in a country that's free. It's not bound. Just listen to us, obey us. We don't lie, we don't cheat. Hello? They lie and cheat. Remember, Satan's kingdom came to steal, kill, and destroy, didn't it? Jesus came to bring us life and life abundantly. And we don't fight flesh and blood. We don't fight humans. We fight the demons that use them. Verse 5, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" In other words, they'll be deceivers. "And will deceive many." Is that happening? Oh, man, all over the place. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars." Is that happening? Yes. "See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end of is not yet." In other words, the end of all this stuff isn't over with yet. "For nation will rise against nation," in other words, ethnic, "kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences." Has that happened? It's happening bigger. "And earthquakes in various places." Has that happened? You know, they're talking about, what is it, Yellowstone? You know, Yogi Bear don't hang out there no more. They're expecting that volcano to explode. It's going to harm some of them, United States. They've been warning people now. Certain places in Yellowstone Park are closed because of the volcano. He says, "And all things are the beginning of what? Sorrows," or what we call birth pangs. See, sorrows and birth pangs are the same. Beginning of sorrows, birth pangs, end of the age, and the beginning of new one. It's going to be the birth of a new era. But the end is not yet. Tonight's called the beginning of birth pangs. Are we in the beginning of birth pangs? Yes, we've been in it. Is it going to increase? You know, when a woman is pregnant, she has sometimes false labor. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. Sometimes the birth pangs are a representation of preparation, like false labor. I mean, the woman really believes she's going into labor. But then it comes to find out it was false. It was, you know, but it was a preparation, wasn't it? Romans 8, verse 18. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time..." Now, the sufferings of this present time are birth pangs, groanings, "are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Is that us? Yeah. "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Why is the birth pangs? Because there's a new birth coming. We're in it right now. What's going to be happening? Corruption is going to be dismantled and righteousness is going to uphold. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groans. Groans is birth pangs. And labors with what? Birth pangs. Together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, what? Groan. We are going through birth pangs. Why? Because we're getting ready to birth. Within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Now, here's something to consider. Jesus is known as the bridegroom. Amen? The body is known as the what? Bride. That's the female that gives the birth pangs. Does everybody understand? So the body of Christ is getting ready to birth a whole new era. Remember, Jesus is going to come through the body of Christ before he personally comes. So the world is going to see Jesus through the body. But there's going to be a birth pang of a whole new era. That's why you're seeing the dismantlement, the exposure. Hollywood is now turning on themselves. Many of the actors are exposing all the inhumane acts and the child smuggling and perversions and all the things that have been going on. It's happening. The inhumane acts, the treason, all of these things that's going on, people are freaking. The powers of darkness are freaking out because the humans that they use and possess are beginning to walk in fear. Fear. And you know, when somebody's in fear, they're not very obedient. Hello. Is everybody okay? So in this, we see that all creation groans and labors with birth pains. They're waiting. We're enduring. We're suffering in some areas. We're eagerly hoping for the change and the birth of a new era. That's what's happening right now. We are all sensing it. Everyone in the world knows something is going to happen. Much of the world is not in birth pangs. They're in fear. But the body of Christ is groaning to give birth. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 1, please. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. Why? Because they should know it. For you yourselves know, hello, perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as what? Labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not what? Escape. So listen, when we birth, the enemy will not escape. That's one of the things about the birthing. We are birthing a new era. We're birthing a new age. We're birthing the kingdom of Christ into this realm, into this reality. And it's the brightness and the light of it is going to overtake the powers of darkness. They will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be what? Sober or alert. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be what? Sober, put in on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, in other words, we're alive or dead, physically, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as also you are doing. It says, then sudden destruction comes upon the wicked. Amen? Suddenly. It's just like a thief in the night. soon, but the, remember, we are in that place of the beginning of sorrows. We are in the time of birth pains. We are about to birth light like never before. Like never before. It's going to rip through the whole world. You know, when after my first visitation from the Lord, when I was taken, and then 3 days later, I was in New Mexico, 4 days, 5 days later, something. I was in New Mexico with Kate because the Lord had sent me there. And I had a dream that was so real to me, and it blew me away. And one of the things that was happening is I saw the Lord's return. And it started off where we had children in this room right here. And they were young kids, and they were just children, and they were in bunk beds and everything. And I went up to my wife. I said, I need to go get some money. And, of course, I used to stash money in the yard, you know, cans that would be buried here in limousines and whatever. And so I went out to the backyard and got something, pulled stacks of money. I used to stack in $1,000 bills with a rubber band. Bam, bam, bam. I had stacks of them. And anyways, so I brought a stack in. And for some reason, I said, okay, we're going to need to use this to go get food and stuff, and I need to get a motorcycle. And I don't know why all of a sudden. Man, I'm thinking, what the heck? And while some of the people that were supposedly working for us all of a sudden changed, and their eyes became dark, and all of a sudden these black knives entered their hands, and they were going after the children. And so some of the people that were working for us were standing with us, and some of them we didn't know. I don't know who they were. The whole continents changed. And they were trying to kill the children. But we were able to move faster than they were. So we were moving fast enough to be able to take their knives and stab them in their own self. And they were walking out that back door, except for it was double doors. And Satan was standing outside this room. And as those people were failing their mission, he was slicing their throats and piling them up. And the next thing I knew, the room started spinning. Reminded me of the Wizard of Oz. You know, when the house was spinning? And it was spinning and spinning. I'm like, whoa. And all of a sudden, this ripping light came from outside somewhere. And it ripped through the house. It ripped through the whole country, the world, everywhere. But it just ripped through. It blinded everybody. And when I came to, all the kids were sleeping and back in the beds. Everything was peaceful. And I knew it was the Lord's return. I went, whoa. And that was, to me, that was like that birth that's about to happen. That birth is about to, whoo. There were so many wild dreams, I would wake up and look out the window. My poor wife thought I was nuts. I was. It was nuts over Jesus. But what did he say? And I'll pour out my spirit and they'll have dreams and visions. And this went on off and on for a while. But in that, there were messages. Most of the time, they were indirect and it had to be interpreted. And then sometimes they were direct. But, you know, there was no doubt about Satan standing outside. There was no doubt about people that would betray you. And it's not because they wanted to. It's because they opened the door to the enemy. And they were going after what? The children. They weren't coming after us. They were going after the children, the younger believer, the new beginners. They're going after them. Just like how they go after the unborn. But when you're born again, they still go after you. They're still after all of us. Amen? Praise God. So we see here that suddenly, surprise, can you imagine the devil in hell when Jesus showed up? When he said, keys, please. I don't think he said please. He probably did this. Turn over the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Turn it over. You lost. And he's going, man, I knew I shouldn't have killed him. But what qualified Jesus to enter hell was he took man's sin on. Because sin, if you're upright, you can't enter hell. Sin qualifies you to enter hell. Jesus had to take humanity's sin on to enter hell so that we could be forgiven. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, please. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned. They groaned for what? A new beginning. Do you understand that? Because birth brings what? Life. It brings something new. They groaned. They were in birth pangs. Because of the bondage, and they cried out. Isn't the world doing this right now? Even the body of Christ should be crying out because of the bondage. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their what? Groaning. And God remembered his what? Covenant. Is God the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Amen. He remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. In other words, I hear you. I'm getting ready to do something. Hold on. And that's what he's telling us right now. Keep holding on. Something's getting ready to happen. Just keep holding on no matter what you see, no matter what you hear. Don't let fear move you. Pray, fight, move forward, and deny yourself. God has heard us. He remembers his covenant with us. That's what the groanings are about too. Those birth pangs. We're groaning. Lord, we need something's got to happen. Something's going to happen any moment. Psalm 102, verse 18. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. In other words, we were predestined. This is us. We're the generation. There's never been so much praise up except for this generation. Remember, technology is increasing, music, all kinds. People are all over the world being able to hear me. There's more praise going up to God than ever before. Verse 19, for he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the what? Prisoner, those who have been taken captive in bondage. To release those appointed to what? Death. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. So he heard the groanings. He heard. Why? Because what are they crying out for? Something new. They want to give birth. Hallelujah. But he heard. He heard and remembered his covenant. He heard the groaning of the prisoners. Exodus 6, verse 4. I also have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the what? The children. You know how many children are groaning now that have been abducted, tortured, taken from their families, taken from homes, taken from streets, wherever, taken from shopping centers. God is hearing their groans. That's why they're busting so many, so many. They just busted another ring in Florida. Child smuggling ring. Can you imagine selling human beings? That's incredible to me. Incredible. To grab another human being and say, I'm going to sell them like you own them. It's incredible. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians have kept in what? Bondage. And I remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from among and under the burdens of the Egyptians. What's the Egyptians? They're self-proclaimed gods. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with great judgments. Oh, man, there's going to be great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians of slavery and bondage and torture and torment. God is doing it now. That's what you and I are birthing through prayers, through fight. Amen? Warfare. So the Lord heard the groanings of these children as they cry out for help. Judges 2, verse 18. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the land of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. Well, I know someone that's happening big time globally, Donald Trump. And the judges are with him. The Supreme Court judges are still upholding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Many of the lower court judges are not, because they're demonized and possessed by Democratic parties. Again, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting powers of darkness, aren't we? We're not fighting judges. We're fighting those things that are influencing them. But here the Lord says, I heard their groanings, and of those who are oppressed, and I've put judges in place, and I'm with these judges. God's turning the hearts of judges, even right now. Even right now. Amen? Acts 7 and verse 34. It says, I surely have seen the oppression of my people who are under the control, or in Egypt, in bondage. I heard their what? Groaning. And have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send to you, I'll send to Egypt. So we see the Lord is, this is also a confirmation that God, he came down the first time, amen? But he's coming through the body of Christ this time, before he personally comes. But why? Because he's hearing the groaning of his people. His people. The body of Christ is groaning in labor pains, in birth pains, to give birth. And the purpose is to release the light of God's glory and rescue those who have been taken captive and blind those who still refuse. I have come down to deliver, he said. In Isaiah 41, verse 11. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be what? Ashamed. And what? Disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall what? Perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Why? Because they're going to prison. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. This is God's covenant and promise. In other words, the end of things to begin things. Isaiah 43, verse 8. Bring out the blind people who have what? Eyes, and the deaf who have ears. Let all nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before there was no God formed. nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am He, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it, says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice in their ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. What's he saying? I'm bringing it down. In other words, we're coming to the end of this era, and a new beginning is coming. Why? Because it's according to that 3.5-year cycle we talked about at the last teaching. So let's just go there just to refresh us. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And now shall be a time of trouble such as never was seen. There was a nation. At that time, and at that time your people will be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. The end of what? End of that era. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. In other words, artificial intelligence will be put in place. High technology. There's more technology now than ever. It's doubling and doubling and doubling to where, I mean, there's so many things going on. And all of this technology, you just can't keep up with it. Every time my daughter comes over with her phone, there's something new on there. There's a new app that leads to this, to that, and whatever. I can barely keep my own phone on. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on one the side of the bank and the other on the riverside bank. One said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall this fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a time, times, and half times, which is 3.5 years. It's a cycle that repeats itself. And when the power of the holy people have been shattered, completely shattered, all these things will be what? Finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Well, that book has been opened. The interpretation has been revealed because it's what? Time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall what? Understand. So, if there's people that just don't understand what's happening, it's because they're what? Wicked. But the wise shall understand. And from that time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will rise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Again, this is the 3.5-year cycle, which we talked about already. Biden was inaugurated 3.5 years ago from July 4th, 2024. But it was not really a real inauguration as president. It was the military, what he did, the whole ceremony was actually a funeral. It was a funeral for someone that is not even in this country. You have to look up the military laws. Much of the military turned their back on him. They didn't even, some of them didn't even have military uniforms on. When the gun salutes went off, the gun salutes were representing a funeral, not an inauguration of a president. So he was really never president. He was never really inaugurated. He was self-imposed. Hello? So we see this 3.5 years as a time of a new beginning. Why? Because we're in birth pangs. It's the beginning of sorrows, but that beginning of sorrows is about the birth, and it's going to be the end of it. Everybody knows Biden is done. He's finished. Their own party don't know what to do with him. And now you're getting all kinds of pictures of Obama's, and all everything's being exposed now. Michael Obama. They got pictures of them too before he went transgender. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Joan Rivers was killed because she exposed them. I mean, when people really start to follow the money, you'll see what goes on. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Why? Remember, we just talked about that birth pang is going to release a glorious light. That's the glory of God. It's going to come all over the people, all over his children. The world will see it. The Gentiles shall come to your light. The kings of to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. And the what? Wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. That's that transfer. The transfer of wealth. Remember, the currency of the United States is crumbling. It's called the petrodollar. They're dismantling it. The world is against the harlot, which is United States. It's called a mystery harlot because it's been a mystery for so long, hidden so long. Now it's exposed. They're all being exposed right now. Babylon is coming down. This country must come down, but not be overtaken. It's going to come down by Jesus, not by our enemies. Does everybody understand that? Jesus is the one who set up the sting operation globally. But he'll use whoever he needs to use. So we are in a time of birth pangs, but those birth pangs are going to be good. Even though sometimes it seems tough and difficult, people want to quit, give up. Don't. Keep going. Don't let your feelings dictate choices. Amen. Stay focused on the truth and maintain position. Because you're about to give birth to something phenomenally glorious. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Your word that was released tonight and the seeds that have been planted, Lord, protect them with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you'll come quickly. Come quickly. Before I kill somebody. Come quickly, Papa. And let your glory be spread to the earth in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.